Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Mike mentioned it, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. We're doing our Father's Day dinner. And again, the winners who actually have participated in our contest will be there. But if you are in the area, you stop by, say hello. We'd love to get a chance to see you and certainly talk with you guys. There is a lot going on today. U.S. Open is happening. We'll get you caught up on a leaderboard coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to our winner. Her name is Kelly, and I believe Kelly's bringing her husband tomorrow. But we're going to talk to her about listening and what she loves about our radio station. And we're just glad that she participated, like so many of you did, and had the opportunity to win and be a part of our Father's Day dinner. So that's on the way as well. No Braves today, guys. They are off after winning yesterday, winning that game. I thought Schwelly was great. And Brian Snicker talking about, you know, you needed a big game from him. And he said he thought he was throwing great from the start of that game. Off day today. Tomorrow it is the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Stop saying that, people are saying, Carl, because it's a trap. No, actually, they are that bad. They're awful.
They're awful.
I mean, that game in Colorado, remember the right field? That guy was like a butcher. He should play out there with like a cleaver in his hand.
They fired their hitting coach 5 games into the season. I mean, like, seriously.
Well, I know a team that could think about that.
Okay, stop. Yeah. But look, I'm not putting any extra pressure on the Braves. Go out and play like the Braves need to play, and we'll win. Win the series. We don't have to sweep. I'd like a sweep, but we don't have to sweep. Win the series, and let's start stacking some wins at home. That is something that we'll look forward to talking to you about tomorrow. The Falcons, believe it or not, have what many people believe to be the breakout candidate for 2025. Now, Caden Ellis, Mike, what do you think of Caden Ellis, by the way? What do you think about Caden Ellis?
I mean, he's a solid piece. You know, he's almost like Caden Ellis. You're in the cooler. I was like, "What do I got here? I got some funky beer. I'm out of Hey Man. I got a Coors Light. Okay, he's a Coors Light.
Okay.
I mean, it's not exactly sexy, but it's solid. Generally, it's acceptable. You can offer it to anyone. The mountains are blue. It's okay. You know. So that's to me. He's the Coors Light of the Falcons cooler. How's that?
He
always dependable. Maybe not spectacular.
Yes, but last year, I mean, he was sixth in the NFL with tackles. He had 151 tackles.
And I don't think Jimmy Lake also used him the right way.
And not until the end of the season.
Sort of walking him up, and let's get him on some heat on the quarterback.
So Jeff Ulbrich is running things now, and here's the thing. It's not Caden Ellis that may be the breakout player for 2025. That guy is free agent Divine Diablo. And we just made a joke with Dave Archer about a great name, but here's a player that has flashed enough at camp so far, and I know you guys haven't seen him, but he has the potential to make an immediate impact. And the thing about it is, guys, we knew this when we got him. He's fast. The irony about Diablo is not only is he fast, but he actually was a wide receiver at Virginia Tech then made the move to switching the defensive back his sophomore year, and he went on to become freshman all ACC in his final year with Virginia. So, Virginia Tech. Mike, I don't know enough about Diablo, but when people are talking about, hey, here's a guy that could be the breakout candidate, we need more playmakers on this team. This is what I'm talking about. We can't just hit in the draft. We got to hit in free agency, too.
Right, because a lot of guys, and he wasn't at the practice, Morgan Fox, the Chargers defensive end.
Correct.
So a lot of guys don't know who he is, but he's out there. That's a depth. That's depth in the edge rush. Talked about it with Arch last hour, guys. Leonard Floyd, we think, is going to be kicking butt, but Caden Ellis is a guy that can make those plays. See, Troy Anderson right now is technically looking up at Divine Diablo. Because Troy Anderson is a speedy guy that can make plays when he's, you know, it's the same. Everything I've said about Kyle Pitts, throw it in there for Troy Anderson because he just can't seem to stay healthy. And he drives you crazy because he was a reach when there were other steadier, you know, less risky picks as opposed to a combine darling.
Now, we've been talking a lot and asking a lot of questions about Jalen and Pierce and everybody else on defense. But listen to what Raheem Morris, when asked about Divine Diablo, had to say about his role and how he feels like he's been playing.
His athleticism stands out. It's been unique. His length stands out, which has been unique. And really, you know, him keying and diagnosing behind the ball, probably a lot better than we thought. And I'm really fired up to see that. And really, again, man, once you get into training camp, you get a chance to see some of the physical tools that you loved on tape come to life. And he's done such a nice job of putting his role and putting his stamp on it. Him and Caden has developed a really nice, calm, demeanor linebacker relationship, which is very important. You know, those guys being your quarterback of the defense. Those guys both have shown like they're capable of either one of them being a green dot, which you don't know about a person until you're around them. Because of their style of play. You know, some guys don't like the green dot because they like to just go ham, talk a little trash across the ball, right? Some guys like to lead in that cerebral world, and these two guys are both in that cerebral type of world that they play the game, again, from the neck up. But I've been really pleased with what he's done, Divine. I've been really pleased with the character, really pleased in how he's fit into our football team. I've been really pleased how our locker room has accepted him and brought him in and really embraced him, and it's been fun to watch those guys.
Divine Diablo. I'm curious, Mike, because if he has a breakout year and is much better than we anticipated, and Jalen does what Jalen is anticipated to do, and James Pierce does what he's anticipated to do, and Xavier Watts does what he's anticipated to do, this is what we're talking about. Then we get back to 16. Then we get back to guys coming in and their rookie years, and Divine Diablo is not a rookie, immediately having impact, and you bring in a couple of guys who have impact, and then the stars who are supposed to be stars, the Jesse Bates of the world, you might have something.
And again, if a guy's not following along the green dots, you're the captain, defensive captain. You've got the headset in your helmet. In other words, he's that dude. So he could be that guy. So again, I I'll just play devil's advocate again. I don't like doing that. I'll just do it anyway. So it's not just a one-way street in the argument. We hope. I mean, some would say, you know, never heard of Divine Diablo. Yeah. You know, just a dude with the Raiders. You know, is this guy Pro Bowl caliber? What do we get? Why was the price so inexpensive? But so I do know that Leonard Floyd, that's a guy that I'm probably the most confident in,
okay,
just based on knowing how consistent he was in his career, everywhere he's been. And then you get to, yes, believing in Jalen Walker because we've seen it. Now, I'm not as familiar with James Pierce, but we believe in the upside, to your point about Pierce. And then we already know what we've got in the corners. If you heard our conversation with Jesse Bates yesterday, Xavier Watts, we were busting his balls because Xavier Watts says, yeah, Jesse Bates, that's a guy I model my game after. We've got some really good Swiss Army knife ball-hawking guys because that's another part of the conversation. We spend so much time talking about sacks. If you heard us with Jesse Bates, he is a one-man turnover machine, but he's the only guy that gets the turnovers for this team. We need more of those.
We do need more turnovers. And I told you that Caden Ellis, you know, was sixth in the NFL in tackles last year, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But Divine Diablo, his best season as a pro was 23. He's been solid. And it's not as if, you know, he's not been good with the Raiders. I just think, Mike, sometimes we know this. Guys get underutilized, and maybe considering the personnel around him, maybe it wasn't beneficial to him. But he had 115, 20 tackles and 23, some forced turnovers. He has shown the ability to do whatever Ra's talking about on film. We got to see him in a Falcon uniform. But the fact that people are even saying, hey, Falcons might have a breakout guy, That's okay. We need some of that. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find Mike. He's on social media at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. As we talk to Dave Archer, and if you missed that conversation, go online. It's there. Odyssey.com. You can rewind and check it out. He was talking about Michael Penix. And you know, the thing I asked was about what he's seen. And some of the stuff, Mike, that we're hearing, like Michael Penix, why'd you throw that ball? Well, I saw the corner squad, or I saw the safety look the other way. Those decisions happen like this, as quick as you can blink your eye. And if I don't throw it, guys, I'm late. That's the NFL. And I'm just saying that was interesting to hear Arch talk about. He's already doing those things that a lot of veteran quarterbacks, some of them had never picked up. Some of them don't do right now.
So that's what we have, you know, confidence in Penix. That's why we're always curious, because we talk about that specific game, which was a big bright lights moment. The playoffs are still within reach. Going up against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. And as Art said, you know, it was kind of a two mistakes were made. But he comes right back with all the things you just talked about, making those clutch throws, you know, the stuff he did against Carolina. So, yeah, the sample size is small. So if you were listening to us from Chicago or L.A. and you go, you guys are awful high on Penix. Well, I mean, yes, we are. There's a little bit of, you know, the glass half full, but we did see really good things that we haven't seen for years here. You know, and again, we were in a very unique situation because of how Cousins put us behind schedule with the injury, no injury. So we had to pick up the pieces, and it was too late. So that's why we believe in this squad. But the only things I can guarantee you I know are going to be good is I know what I've got with Leonard Floyd. We already know what we've got with Jesse Bates, but Jalen Walker's the guy I'm most confident in. Doesn't mean I don't believe Pierce, to your point. He's arguing with a guy earlier today. He goes, well, you guys are really down on Pierce. No, Pierce wasn't expected to be worth a first-round pick trade-in, right, back into the first round. So there's a little extra pressure with that. Not his fault. Just like it's not Kyle Pitts' fault. He was drafted in the fourth overall pick. But I know what I'm getting with Walker. At the end of the day, I tried to explain to a guy today on Twitter, Carl, Pierce might be better than Jalen Walker.
Maybe.
But right now, Jalen Walker is more prepared to be a guy ready to lead on this football team.
Yeah. Look, the thing we don't know right now, and we'll find out fairly quickly, is I think most of you believe, and this is, again, James, you got to prove this to us, but I think most of you believe, because of Jalen Walker's background and his journey at Georgia, he is a worker. And if you are that in the NFL, Mike, you have a bigger chance to succeed. It's just not about talent. All these guys are talented.
Right.
And so if James, who might have been just more talented than guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That he was playing against last season, which is why he was able to do what he did actually over the last two seasons. Okay, that's great. But now you get to the NFL. Everybody's good. Is he a worker? And if you ask me right now, that's where the edge I would put over Jalen, over James. But we're going to find out. Mike, he may be a dog, pardon the pun. And if he is, then I think we got two really good players that could bloom and blossom into something really special.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.